part two, people. Here we go. Just taking a little break between parts one and two and getting our shit together here. Where are we going with part two? I got a few things in mind. I was perusing YouTube, as I so often do, and they had some really cool, I thought, montages, like Best of Motley Crue pissed off on stage.
Oh, fun.
And because I was reading the Sebastian Bach book.
Nice that they're pissed off enough to warrant a best of.
Yeah, it was like probably 6-7 minutes long, too.
That's great.
I think the Bach one is even longer than that. Yeah. It's, was it 8 minutes or so? Yeah. Yeah, 8 minutes of Sebastian Bach pissed off on stage. And the funny thing is, he says almost the same thing every time he's mad. Wait till
if
you
you're not rocking.
No, he's not. He's not in good enough spirits to say that. Unfortunately, although that line has gotten a lot of attention. The if we're not rocking, we're fucking. If we're not fucking, we're rocking. People love that. I mean, there's a T-shirt there. If it just wasn't an obscenity, yeah. It'd be a killer T-shirt. Damn.
What a weird thing to say.
I know. Well, I think he actually believed it.
Oh yeah,
at the time.
Well, he's always rocking.
I was
unless he's fucking. Which is weird. Yeah. Why can't he do? Can he rock while he fucks?
He probably's doing a little bit of both. Anyway, I finished the book. I had about 10 or 15 pages left, and when I went back, I reread the part where where he's so bummed because he wakes up and it's the first day Ace's new CD is out, and anytime there's a Kiss or a solo Kiss release, of course he runs right to the CD store, record store, whatever it is. You know, I'm surprised.
He gets in line even though there's no lines left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he picks it up and he puts it in. I think he's got an, wait, what's he driving? An IROC, I think?
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of funny. And he puts the CD in and he's just rocking out wildly. He loves the CD. I listened to the song, too, by the way, that he wrote with Ace.
Yeah.
You know, that he was so upset.
How awesome is it?
It didn't make the, it's awful.
What?
I thought it was awful.
What?
It's called Foxy and Free. You want to put it on, Jay? Yeah. Have you heard it, by the way, Jay?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Jay loves it.
I thought it was just awful. Anyway, he's so excited. He loves his track. And the riffs are in there that he, the exact riffs he suggested. It's just awesome. He's so pumped. It changed the words, though. He's a little upset about that. And then he's so pumped to pull it out and see his writing credit in there. And no, it says Ace Frehley. And he's weeping. Within minutes, he describes himself as weeping. I would not want my name on this.
Oh, so far it's pretty sweet.
Foxy and Free.
Maybe this is why boy bands were on the rise after this.
Oh man.
Foxy and Free. Oh God, what a stinker. I'd be so glad my name was taken off it.
I'm trying to see how well this album sold.
Oh, this Ace Frehley solo record?
Yeah.
Gene was out there saying how good it was.
It charted.
I'm not surprised.
It debuted number 27 on the Billboard 200, but that's got to be because of the Kiss Army.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he did
Oh Million?
Frehley's Comet, another solo album he did. He had Rock Soldiers on there, which was about sobriety and drugs and alcohol taking out all these rock soldiers. You know what I mean? You ever hear that one? It's just as bad.
He's got, Ace has some, he had some tracks that did okay back in the day. They weren't too horrible. It was never really my style. But that Foxy and Free is honestly just horrible. Oh. I gotta tell you, I can't even stand the production on these. It's just awful.
Oh!
Ugh. Jesus.
Yikes.
I don't know. Honestly, it's got to just be the Kiss Army. There's a certain amount of, Sebastian just go out and just have to have it.
On the Wikipedia page, he's not even listed on any of the credits. Not even on the Wikipedia page. You know, Sebastian could just go on there and update it himself.
He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to Ace. Of course, it's in his book, so.
I mean, should I add it to his to the Wikipedia page?
Probably make him very happy.
That's okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't need to do that.
He's a real piece of work. I was amused by his book, though, I have to say. He put out.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him.
Oh, it's an entertaining as hell book.
You know what's really...
Definitely written in his voice.
I have to tell you what really threw me at the end of the book was he walks up to a table where... I forgot who was sitting there, but somebody, you know, somebody kind of rock and roll-y who he knew, and somebody else sitting there with a baseball hat on. He couldn't really tell who it was, and he was walking up. He said that this person started sort of reciting a litany of things that Sebastian had done.
Mm-hmm.
Like things wrong, like, you know, got in trouble for this.
Is it Gene?
And when the person looked up, it was Sean Penn.
What?
Who allegedly is a giant Skid Row fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I was taken aback. Wait, I was like, Sean Penn, he can't be that big.
Wait, I'm confused. He was listing off everything Sebastian Bach did wrong?
Yeah, it was just kind of a joke. Just.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of making fun of him as he walked up. Just kind of. Just jiving him a little bit.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then when he sat down, Sean was trying to explain to him why it was so important that the original five Skid Row members get back together. And Sebastian was, first he was really not understanding. He thought it was, it didn't matter who made the music. As long as Sebastian was making his art, it didn't matter.
I thought he would thought that was the joke.
You dick!
You know, Sean Penn could probably get that done. He could probably pay for that to happen at his own house.
Well, Sean said, I don't know, it sounds like the band doesn't want to play with him.
With him, yeah. Well, he did get fired from the band.
But Sean said, and this was the really heavy, one of the heaviest comments in the book, that maybe the art was in getting the five of them on the same stage together.
Jesus Christ.
Where'd you get this jacket?
Penn.
Oh, did he really say that? Did that really happen? Come on.
I could actually see Sean Penn saying that if he's a huge Skid Row fan. Couldn't you?
If he's a really big Skid Row fan, I guess. I mean, anything's possible.
Is, right?
Sean Penn, though? I
mean, that would have been around the time he was rocking and fucking, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
You know.
Sean's a little older than Sebastian, but not that much.
But I mean, he's a bad boy in the late 80s.
Well, I almost found it distressing. I shouldn't have given it that much thought.
That's funny. I find it oddly appropriate. I don't know why.
Well, anyway. It was, I give him a good B+ for the book, though. He put out.
It's a good book.
Dropped names. He told his story.
Tell story, yeah.
You know, he lost the big mansion in New Jersey. Although, actually, the way he described it, when Skid Row made it, you know, the first two albums, I guess, were huge. I don't know how many they sold, but they were multi-platinum, mm-hmm. I guess. And every band member bought a mansion, like a mansion, which is really not the right thing to do. In fact, he even himself...
Wait, not only that, but you're going to be on tour, so do you really need a mansion?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's just dumb. Why does anyone need 10,000 square feet for a house like three people live in anyway?
Yeah.
It just seems so stupid to me.
Because you can.
Yeah. And people seem to do it, so I guess it's the right thing to them. But he describes how all five of them bought mansions, and he was, of course, everyone had to sell their mansion when when grunge came along and Skid Row was wiped off the map. But he was able to hang on to his mansion because he was in Gilmore. What's the show he was on? Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did, you know, he's on Broadway.
Woo!
For the show that Paul Stanley only stayed for half of, much to his
Jesus Christ Superstar, yeah.
Almost in tears.
They heard there was a shrine for him.
Halftime. Yeah, Paul didn't know about his Paul didn't get to see his Kiss shrine backstage. And he was upset, too, that he bummed out a Kiss band member. That really bothered him, that he had performed in a way that had bummed out a member of Kiss.
What do you think their first album did, sales-wise? That's the one with 18 in Life. And
I'm just guessing, like...
I remember you.
5 million?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know that?
I didn't know. I just...
You and
know.
Penn. Big Skid Row fan.
I read the book. What about the second record?
Two times platinum.
Okay, so 2 million. So yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
I'd buy a mansion really? Off there. It's going to last forever.
But his mansion got wiped out by the hurricane.
Oh, Sandy?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it was Sandy.
That, well, the East Coast. It's yeah. Jersey.
Yeah, it was Jersey.
Oh, wow.
But he made it sound like... The weird thing is, when the hurricane wiped out his mansion... See, normally, I think when something like that happens, well, you get insurance and you get, you know, the value and you get a new place, right? I mean, isn't that the way you
That's
think?
That's how it's supposed to work, right?
He made it sound like that was the end of his mansion, that there was no more mansion and he would never have another mansion because of the hurricane.
What company was he with?
I don't know. That's
it
what
sounds
I,
like he's with a very dubious insurance.
I was wondering the
insurance.
Same thing. I was like, did he not pay his, did he not have home insurance?
He just paid some
Did
guy.
He pay cash for the house and figure out, well, I don't need insurance. I paid for the damn thing.
That could be true.
It could. No, it could be. It truly could be. Because I don't know. Because then he was acting sort of like he was homeless, and he went to L.A., and he was kind of couch surfing for a while.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I don't know. Seriously, Sam, I would have thought about maybe, I don't know.
Getting on Gilmore Girls?
I was thinking maybe getting some good poison or... large quantity of sleeping pills.
Maybe that's why he's so pissed off and ranting on stage.
He's too busy rocking and fucking, man.
Could be. Yeah, let's hear. That's the best. The whole setup for this thing is hearing him on stage, pissed off, in a montage.
I hear they're so fucking asshole. And, it's so
on stage?
Panama or something like that.
Talking about Noriega? What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Noriega. He is talking about Manuel.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Who the fuck did that, man? Who the fuck did that?
Oh.
There's nothing in
here. Gonna jump into the crowd in a second. Feet first.
Was that you,
cocksucker? Yeah, it was me. Bring it. Do it. Do it. Go up there.
Now the band goes into a song. He's dancing around. What the hell? Now he's yelling at the guy in the middle of the song. Oh, there he goes. Into the crowd. Oh. Feet first. Oh! He paid for this, by the way.
Oh, he did?
How much? He kicked some people who had nothing to do with anything, and they sued him. It sounded like it was significantly expensive.
You give credit to the band, though, for still rocking.
Yeah, the band is carrying on, true. Yeah, well, you can't see anything except they're dragging him back to the stage.
The Sebastian Bach.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
Sebastian Bach tug of war between the crowd and security. The crowd has one arm, security has the other.
Now everyone seems to be pushing him back to the stage. And we're all happy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's his go-to word. Oh, you can't do it during this song.
You can hear him better, though.
You can hear the heckler better. Yeah, get him out of there.
I'll get him the fuck out of here.
That's a great question, Joey. What is that? What did that guy do that made him so mad?
Every time. Watch. Sounds like the same thing. It's like instant replay.
Right. Yeah! Why aren't you leaving, Sebastian?
If anybody wants to have a contest on who's a bigger dick, I am the biggest dick.
Then turn around and leave, yeah! Oh my God. We just contradicted yourself.
So everybody be cool, all right? Okay? Can we have some fucking fun tonight, Lancaster? Hey, you want to fucking stop the show? That's my fucking mother right there, you jackal! If you fucking
want
to get out of here alive.
What?
Somebody's bothering his mother.
Where's your mom at the show?
She's in the front row.
Jump right the fuck in here. Fucking Google that shit. Are you okay? Any more idiots, man, and I'm fucking out of here. We're going to have a good fucking time, right?
Mom!
Warren, where's Zach?
What?
Where's my brother? Did he leave?
What?
Warren, stand here.
Radio for, rather, stage announcement for one.
I've never seen that.
He's 70 fucking years old, all right?
Nice giving out your mom's age.
Take a breath of break.
He's trying to get laid. Kid show.
That's my boy!
I think she's 56.
Man, he's got this routine down.
You better get him out of here. There's no fucking show.
Woo!
He does this so often. This should be, when you go to like setlist.fm, it should be Sebastian threatens to throw people out of the crowd.
Axl Rose will not come out here, man. It's a fucking bullshit.
What? When they
apparently
open
Axl's there.
Yeah.
He probably isn't there. He just says that at every show. You guys are cool. Axel, come out a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
I guess you guys weren't cool enough tonight.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, you guys are leaving? Where are you guys going?
Apparently.
A few more songs to play.
We have to have a good time here.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Put the lights on. What the fuck?
Put the lights on. Jeez. Sounds like, oh, well, okay, now this is at least admirable, right? If he's saving somebody.
Well, if that's the case.
Anybody that wants it, come here and get in the fucking turn around and get the fuck out of here.
Judging by the size of that crowd, I don't know if you should be not inviting people to show up to your show.
You really don't want people leaving when there's 250 people there.
No.
And if the security guards don't handle it, I'll fucking handle it. You can
Oh, please
don't. Oh, yes! Handle it yourself!
If you're a security guard at this moment, don't handle it.
Fucking Google that shit!
Oh! That's his go-to line? Google that shit.
Next thing you know, he'll be serving beers at the bar, man! How's it all?
Oh.
Look at all the people taping this.
Stop kicking people out of your show, Sabo.
Teenagers, for fuck's sake. Fucking
losers. Do you know the fans are all pointing at the exits? It's almost like this is a routine at every show, just like you were saying.
Yeah, we're not teenagers in here, and our next song, 18 in Life!
Oh, no, how does this guy watch the crowd so carefully at every fucking show? Why doesn't he just sing the songs and, like, you know, look at some cool chicks?
I know. Or his mom. Then start playing.
Well, this is, Years of Shows are the only ones I see this happen at, dude.
Doesn't he sound like Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
Bye.
It's like 20 people at this show. He's got this down to an art, doesn't he?
He really does. That's pretty funny. That's great. Man.
Is that the last one? Yeah, last one.
Now I want to go to one of his shows to see him perform his hit of kicking asshole out and then saying bye-bye and Google that. Fuck.
Now, the Motley Crue, the Best of Motley Crue pissed off is a little different. Are there any other pissed offs coming up, by the way, Jay? Like Best of Pissed Offs? There's got to be more than Bach and Motley Crue, right?
Shit.
Usually they come up, you know, if you put a couple of them up, they'll come
Axel.
Up.
Yeah, Axel.
Oh, Axel.
Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, he's always mouthing off. So.
Oh, yeah.
The infamous one at Woodstock.
Yeah.
I see you Chris. With that laser pointer, you little fuck.
You know who else gets really
I'm gonna
pissed?
I'm going to go see Dave. He uses third person quotes.
Yeah. Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah.
Angry. Yeah. Somebody was throwing change up on stage. That was one of them.
Why? Why are you throwing change at Chris Robinson?
I wonder if they really were, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. That's possible.
And then he had a shit fit over something else, too. But he gets so heavy.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's, the whole place gets just, you can hear a pin drop. People are so bummed out.
Yeah. Wow, I'm trying to think. Have you ever been to a show where something like that happened?
Yeah.
You have, Jay?
Yeah.
Which, who?
Iron Maiden, primarily. Really? Bruce Dickinson. You throw anything on stage, he gets pissed. So,
wow, it seems like it's all the metal, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think if I've seen anybody get really bummed. I don't think I have.
I remember Black Crowes too. I remember Chris doing that. We saw him out in California.
I've been to Black Crowes shows, but never happened when I saw him. But I've seen, you know, we've seen the ones on YouTube.
He got a little upset at the show we saw out there. Not full on rage, but you could tell he's getting a little irritated at one point in the show.
He's pretty easy to upset.
Really?
No doubt. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he married to Kate Hudson?
Yeah, he was.
Do you like her new ads for her athletic wear? Have you seen the commercials? They've been airing them during football.
No.
Yeah.
Are they hot?
I've never found her to be that. Like attractive, but she looks pretty good in athletic wear.
There's something really cute about her.
Yeah,
her face.
Yeah, the ads
opinion.
Are kind of stupid, but she looks really good in them.
She's in very good shape. Mm. She's a shaped little thing. She dropped some implants in that body. She's got little mini implants.
Wait, she does?
Yeah, she did. Wow. She got some implants. She was really. She didn't have much
upgrade.
Going on. Well, I think she didn't want to go from having nothing to like being a double D.
Basketballs, why not?
I mean, I know. I don't understand it.
Go big or go home.
Well, should we go for Motley Crue Best of Pissed Off?
Sure.
One of these is really pretty. It's the last one, actually. I've heard. I was like, did I hear that right? I was
a
bit surprised. Yes.
It's new shit, too, right? Yeah! After all, we got to keep making new music if we're going to stick around. Coming back here and kicking your fucking ass for the next 10 years.
Wait, what?
That's all right. Hey, we coming back. You think that shit's funny, motherfucker? Suck my dick. Come here. Fuck you.
What a dumb bitch. What a dumb bitch.
That's Nikki, yeah. I think through here, Vince getting pissed too, and then Nikki has the last one, which is that's the one that freaks me out.
Really? Vince,
oh,
yikes.
Somebody went, took a flying leap.
Vince. Mick. Wow.
Yeah, Mick chucked his guitar down for some reason.
He just got tired of holding it. Now he's kicking it. Very weakly, of course. Uh-oh. Nah, crew fans don't sell each other out. Don't point them out.
That's Vince. And the band played on.
It's just Vince being Vince. Oh,
he's back to the song.
That's yeah, that's awesome. He's yelling at him and singing at the same time.
What, the guy went, yeah, I did it.
Whoa.
He tries to take a swing at somebody from the stage.
With like three cameras in his face too, filming it.
Again, what is this eagle eye from the, I mean, you're trying to play a song. I don't get how these guys see so much going on in the crowd.
Give me my car.
That's him yelling at a valet. That must be from TMZ.
Is this when, was it Nicolas Cage that, yeah. Does he hit a woman?
Is this the same incident?
No, it's a different one. Kind of funny.
You're a big fucking black man. You Whoa. Feel pretty good beating up a little girl. Fuck you. Fuck
you. Oh, that's kind of shitty.
You know what, motherfuckers? Kick this fucking guy's ass. Kick this motherfucker's ass.
All right.
There's more of you than there is of him. Kick the fuck out of this fucking asshole. Fucking kick his ass! How's that feel, you asshole, you fucking nigger?
What?
That's what threw me a little bit.
Well, I mean, it was good to stand up for the crowd at first, but God, did that have him actually attack him?
Don't call me a fucking racist, man, because now you are a fucking nigger.
Jesus.
I don't know when this was.
I don't remember this happening.
I don't either. It's really strange. I just wonder if it was a long time ago. It's just,
so I've heard Motley Crue fans don't narc on each other. It never.
He's, right, he's yelling at security, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
You want us to play? Then don't take no shit ever.
Oh, wow.
But you yikes. Yeah, you hit it. A little Motley Crue throwing the N-word around.
And the crowd cheering it.
Yes.
Okay. It ended kind of a bummer note.
I know. I told you. It ended a weird note.
This guy's probably making $15 an hour. He gets berated by Nikki Sixx.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody wants that gig. Mm. Hey, I was reading about the guy that shot up the nightclub in Istanbul.
Oh, God. I'm so sick of seeing his selfie.
I know. What a just... These losers.
By the way, he's using a selfie stick.
He's using a selfie stick?
When it's that from that distance, you can tell he's holding a selfie stick up.
Oh, my God.
I know. So he's also... Not only is he a murdering asshole...
So he's...
Total dork.
So heavily into Allah, yet he has a selfie stick.
You got it.
The wife of a man suspected of slaughtering revelers in an Istanbul nightclub. He killed 39, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Has claimed she had no idea her husband was an ISIS sympathizer.
Fake. I don't buy that.
Turkish police released a statement made by the wife who said she only found out about the atrocity when reports emerged on television. Suspect boarded a plane with his wife and children and landed in Istanbul November 20 last year. They then traveled by road to Konya in central Turkey via Ankara, arriving 2 days later, the statement said. They rented a flat, paying about 250 francs a month with a three-month down payment. So, for some reason...
You're not getting that deposit back.
No, I don't think so. They're staying someplace for 3 months. That seems a little odd, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A three-month
lease.
Yeah, and who pays the rent ahead of 3 months,
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that might just be the rule of the place. Like, yeah, we'll give you a short lease, but you're paying the whole thing now.
So, and of course, they're still looking for this guy. Police raided three different apartments in central Turkish town of Konya today, but found them to be empty. One of the premises is believed to have been rented by the suspect and his family, while the others housed non-Turkish citizens. It's understood the occupants of the other apartments may have left following the New Year's Eve attack, raising the belief that they were accomplices. Seems likely.
Well, that's, yeah, they're leaving.
The estate agent, yeah, if they left right then,
yeah, of course.
Why are they leaving? The estate agent who allegedly rented the apartment of the terror suspect was detained and questioned by police, but claimed not to have been responsible for the arrangement and had no idea who these people were. The man named as the Istanbul suspect on a passport released by Turkey's state-run TRT World Today came forward to say he was not involved. So they had basically had a picture of the wrong guy. Comes as horrifying new details of the advanced special forces techniques used by the Istanbul nightclub terrorist emerged. Highly trained killer's weapon was loaded with armor-piercing bullets, creating the maximum number of casualties in the crowded Reina nightclub on New Year's Eve.
Which is, I guess, a lot of Westerners go there.
Yeah, mostly tourists.
Yeah.
People not from the country. He used flares to light up his targets before unleashing a hail of bullets known for their tendency to ricochet as well as penetrate barriers, creating horrific carnage in a short amount of time. Comes as Turkey's leading Hurriyet newspaper said the ISIS fanatic who murdered 39 in the rampage is married with two children.
Wow.
And police have detained his family for questioning. They are still detained. The suspect brought his wife and children to Konya in November 2016 to slip under the radar by posing as a family man. Eyewitnesses said he carried out the operation calmly and precisely, keeping his ground and picking off his victims in a very systematic manner. His magazines were bound together to allow him to reload rapidly, and when both were empty, he dropped them on the floor. Six were used in total. Eyewitnesses also said the killer used flash bombs to illuminate and disorient his targets. So the father of two, the happily married father of two, kills 39.
In the irony, I thought I read, too, that most of the 39 people that were killed were Muslim, obviously.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it's Turkey. I mean, it's the largest Muslim democracy.
Except the place was known for having people who weren't from the
Westerners,
area attended,
yeah.
So maybe the...
Well, there's Western Muslims.
Yeah.
So, way to go, dick. And nice using a selfie stick.
That is amongst... He will be charged for that addition to the 39 deaths, if indeed they catch this guy.
You know...
Nice leaving your wife and two kids behind, by the way, to be detained while they look for your sorry ass.
As if the selfie stick isn't a serious issue, shallow thought, I got another one for you. The WNBA player that was next door... You know, do you know that story?
Was next door to the shooting?
Apparently there was a couple WNBA players who were at the club next door on New Year's Eve.
I didn't know that.
And they tweeted out about it and they showed their Twitter page.
Uh-huh.
And she tweets a lot, like a ton, like 40,000 tweets, and I never tweet. I had more followers.
How many followers did Miss WNBA
have? She
only
had like 5,200. She probably has more. She probably has more now because of that, because people are probably... She was almost shot in a terrorist attack. I got to follow her.
Well, I've only had my Twitter up since July, and
her.
I have more followers than her.
Yeah.
So, wah, wah.
So there. Is that not the ultimate serious issue? I thought that I paused the TV to see how many followers she
I
had.
Always check followers. I'm always curious if I'm on their heels or if I've passed them or if I have a chance to catch them.
It's so stupid. What does it mean?
And when I tweet, you know, not that many people are watching her tweets. When I tweet, they watch.
No, oh, boy. Well, he's been on a couple Twitter rampages, hasn't he?
Yeah, he is just, I don't know. I saw
Kellyanne Conway trying to spin him out of some stuff this morning. With George.
She is amazing.
I know, but whatever.
That's quite a gig she's got.
Yep, it's tough.
Interesting. There's a story today about when Trump takes over, dressing in darker colors and doing certain things when you're abroad as an American, because they think the world is going to be so angry at Trump that it's just a time when America should kind of lay low in general.
Oh, well, I can, you know, people aren't, there's kind of a sense of nationalism everywhere.
It just seems like a little, I don't know.
What do you mean about wearing darker colors?
They're just talking about, I don't know what darker colors, how that gives you a lower profile, but they're just suggesting that when traveling internationally in the age of Donald Trump, that you should be cautious. Now, this
I remember them always saying, like, during the Bush administration, you know, you should sew a Canadian flag under your backpack and not wear, like, a New York Yankees jersey, which, you know, they don't wear, obviously, our sports team's jerseys in Europe.
This is on the heels of a story I read over break that, you know, I know I held on to. I got here somewhere. I just can't find it. It was about Canadian universities and all the applications they're getting from U.S. citizens.
Yeah, well, cheaper.
Well,
that's a big part of it.
They were quoting certain people to find out, you know, what is it? Why would you go to Canada to college? And this one girl says, she's 17, and she said she was so worried that she thought that Trump would loosen laws about rape on campus. What? And so she thought that you might not be safe on an American campus from rapists. That, in other words, rape might be made legal or more legal than it was in the past.
How is he going to loosen laws and, what, make rape legal?
Her quote was unbelievable. Oh, it was the dumbest thing I've ever. It's like, who are you talking
she
to?
She probably couldn't.
Where are you getting this
getting
advice?
Any schools around here? That's ridiculous.
You know, it was just, I don't know. I'm kind of stunned by, I mean, I know people are upset about Donald Trump, but some of the reactions are so over the top.
We remember Corey Feldman marrying his angel because her Canadian citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well that was a way for Corey to marry a hot chick and, you know,
yeah, he
probably
her.
Would never have married him otherwise.
Played the Trump card.
Let's see. Today is, by the way, January the 3rd. How about today in rock?
How about it?
Exciting items.
It's Danica McKellar's birthday today. It's, I believe, Mel Gibson's birthday today.
Is Danica McKellar, it's her birthday?
Yeah, 1975. It's also the state
Winnie's
of
life. 41, too?
42.
You and Winnie are one year apart.
State of Alaska's birthday is today.
The state of Alaska is 58?
This is not like a good day in general history because nothing ever happens around New Year's for the most part.
So there are more birthdays than Danica McKellar. And who was the other one you mentioned?
Mel Gibson, I think, is today. Michael Schumacher, the F1 driver, I think, is today.
George Martin would have been 90 if he was alive.
His birthday is today?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Van Dyke Parks, who wrote for the Grateful Dead and also wrote a lot of Brian Wilson's lyrics.
That's the fourth best known one we could come up with. It's pretty lousy.
Steven Stills, 72 today. Steven Stills is huge.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's pretty loud.
John Paul Jones from Zeppelin, 71.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty
getting
huge.
Better now.
1964, the Beatles were seen for the second time on American television when Jack Parr, who preceded Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, showed a clip as just the Beatlemania in Europe was being noted in America, not on any large scale. There had been a Huntley-Brinkley report in November of 63 on the Beatles. You know, this British group that's taking Europe by storm. And Jack Parr, I guess, did the same type of story. And, of course, Ed Sullivan had run into them at Heathrow and wondered, what the hell is going on with this? Why are these people going crazy? And he looked into them, got a tape or something, and said, I got to book those guys. And by the time they came here the following February, they had a number one song, which was just pure happenstance. So, 1967 on this day, having received a U.S. Army draft notice, Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys refused to be sworn in, saying he was a conscientious objector. Yeah. I guess that worked out because he didn't.
Get to the chopper!
I don't think he ever went over there. 1969 this day, this is a funny story. Jimi Hendrix live on the Lulu show in the U.K. And Lulu had, she had a big hit with To Sir With Love.
Oh.
And she was in the movie too, wasn't she? Is she starring that? Yeah. I think
69.
So. Anyway, Lulu became a TV presenter, as they call them over there. And her show featured a lot of music because she was a musician and stuff. Anyway, she has Jimi Hendrix on. And Jimmy kept the show from ending properly when he was supposed to play Voodoo Child and Hey Joe, the two scheduled songs. But apparently, Jimmy wanted to do a little Cream tribute at the end. He went, sort of segued out of Hey Joe and do Sunshine of Your Love.
Okay.
And went over the closing credits and over the end of the show.
Cool.
A little bit of a wrinkle there, but I guess they got over it. And 1972, after 2 weeks of rehearsal, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon tour began in London. And that record, of course, was on the charts for, you know, 5 million weeks or something. 1976, the Bay City Rollers were number one in the U.S. with Saturday Night, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Are you familiar with the Bay City Rollers?
A little, very, very little. But yeah, I know that song.
It was kind of a boy band, kind of, sort of.
No, wait, this...
D-A-Y.
What Mike Myers movie?
Wayne's
so
World?
So I Married an Axe Murderer, is that? No, maybe one of those movies. He's like a Scottish dad. I'll have to look it up.
These guys are Scottish. The Bay City Rollers were Scottish.
I picture him singing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I think people were calling them the New Beatles when they came out because they were so popular. I mean, with girls. I don't know if you would know this band, but Jay, have you heard of Klatow? Do you remember that band? They were supposed to be a Beatles sound-like band from the 70s, and people even said, it is the Beatles. They're just going by Klatow, and they're just trying to be really low-key about it. And they had a track that sounded Beatle-y. But why the Beatles would masquerade as another band, I never quite followed that logic. I think it's K-L-A-T-E-A-U, yeah, something like that. Saturday night.
Jake, you bought me up.
Ay-yi-yi.
We're in here, son!
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, William. How's
it is going? So I Married an Axe Murderer.
All right, give your mother a kiss and I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl?
Shut it!
If you did.
How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing fine.
Come on, Charlie.
All right, away and go with your mother.
He's so good at that accent.
Why are you there? Why don't you try one of her bras on, you wee girl? Float away, you fairy.
Hey, Mom. I brought you guys a haggis.
Sweet of you, son. Thank you. Oh, I haven't seen one of these for years. Oof, for years. Actually, I hate them. But your father will happily... Look at him. He's giving Tony all that Lyndon H. LaRouche rubbish again.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world, known as the Pentaveret, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet tri-annually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows.
So who's in this Pentaveret?
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tetsa. I hated that Colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh,
Dad, how can you hate the Colonel?
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly, smart arse.
Interesting.
I swear he sang it in this song. Or sang this song.
Charlie,
in the movie.
Would you like a juice? Look. I brought myself.
Oh, balls.
Oh, well.
Scores! Magic! 1-0!
Yeah, here's the story.
Well, let's have a look at the replay.
Head.
William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
You're going to get the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetary. Has its own weather system. Heed, move!
Heed, move!
You're shitty,
all right, sorry. Thanks for indulging me.
Same day as the Bay City Rollers hit number one, Bob Dylan released Hurricane, which would eventually, of course, get Reuben Carter a new trial and his freedom. David Bowie on this day in 81 made his final appearance as the Elephant Man at the Booth Theater in New York, of course. 1987, Aretha Franklin, the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a little Jay found Clateau. I got to hear this now. I swear, one of their tracks is really... There's definitely a Beatle spin to it. I don't know if this is the one. I think it is.
Back in 1870, just beneath the great white way.
Oh, they didn't play live either. That was the other thing. So nobody really knew what they looked like.
In the accent.
Any other like favorite cuts, Jay? I think I got the wrong one. Sub Rosa Subway. Actually, you know what? It's a little Beatlesque. Calling occupants of interplanetary, whatever the hell that is.
What is it?
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. That song actually had it. I could hear the why somebody would say that. I just know there's one track that's it's got a lot of stuff going on.
So that's why people think it's...
Well, it just smacked of like...
One production?
Of those, yeah, one of those heavy production, George Martin-y sort of things. Yeah, those are the two tracks they mentioned on Wikipedia. Can you speed ahead of this?
Quite an intro.
Yeah. It's like the beginning of Blackbird with the birds or something.
To telepath messages through the vast unknown.
Sounds more like Feldman.
Okay, forget it. Forget I ever brought it up.
Really weird way to sing.
Whatever. What was the other track, maybe? I don't think this is it. I don't, can I speed ahead of like another minute or so? Yeah, it's a 7-minute track. Somebody out there is going, Clateau! Wow, that's Clateau, man!
Yeah.
This could be a really busy, bad Beatles song.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, the quality's not the best, but yeah.
Plateau. Okay, forget it. Just forget it. Forget about it up. Save it for the worst of. There's like that idea of the worst of instead of the best of.
Well, yeah. Wants to hear good stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of bodacious to suggest you're always doing best of material, isn't it?
I know. Show some balls and play your... Although someone will say, oh, this is the worst of, and it'll be their best stuff.
Have some humility, for Christ's sake. Did you see that Frances Bean Cobain is having to sue... Remember we were talking about her divorce?
Yeah, the money. Uh-huh.
This guy is such a fucking load.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just... I
no
hate
prenup,
weasels.
Correct?
No prenup.
Yeah.
No, which is so stupid. And, of course, Courtney Love is... as dubious as she can be, no doubt, as a neighbor, begged her daughter, if you're getting married, you have a lot of financial issues, you must talk to attorneys. And, of course, kids, don't you tell me what to do. I'm a grown-up now.
I'm Kurt's daughter.
And by the way, I already promised him I would take care of his kids. You know, he's got some, he knocked up some chick. I know they're not her kids, but in this divorce, he took her to court and said that she had promised she would take care of his kids financially, or his, it might be just one kid. Mm. And of course, it's some ridiculous sum of money, like, you know, 20 grand a month. So his child can have the lifestyle he became used to.
Come on.
And now there's some guitar that Kurt played on Unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
It has
cool.
insane value. It's worth.
Didn't they just have a big anniversary, their Unplugged performance back in December?
Yeah, I just read something about that kind of thing. Anyway, this guitar is worth over $1 million, and some people are saying, you know, it's worth more than $1 million. It's worth a few $1 million. And this asshole has this guitar now and is saying, she gave it to me.
Oh, shut up. She did not give you Kurt's guitar.
So anyway, Francis Bean Cobain is saying, I didn't give it to him. I told him he could play it.
Because is he a musician?
Yeah, he's a musician.
Of course.
So he's suing to keep the guitar.
What a dick. Which,
I know.
Which he will immediately sell.
Of course.
Right? There's no doubt.
No, this guy is, I'm telling you, this guy is the biggest load. I hate this guy. First of all, I hate that he thinks someone else should pay for his kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just happens to marry a young...
What about his shitty... Oh, that's right. He's a lot older than her, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like 7 or 8 years older than her. He marries this young, you know...
Dick.
This girl who's the... What's the word? She's the heir to this big pile of cash from this rock star. And he completely takes her to town. And it sounds like he's going to... Like the money... Like the court agrees that she... And I think she told the court, yeah, I did say I would take care of his brat.
Oh, really?
I think she said brat, too, thankfully.
How can you hate this guy? Come on. Look at that. Look at his attire.
Yeah, he's got Beavis and Butthead shirt on.
Oh, cool.
What's that, an army jacket?
He sounds pretty sweet.
Who looks worse? They both look horrible, don't they?
Let me see.
I mean, imagine this asshole.
What? That must be laundry day.
They look a little like Kurt and Courtney 20 years ago, don't they?
She's got Maz's jacket on.
Batman jacket, that's right.
Is she wearing an elf shirt? What is that shirt? Is it elf?
No.
Oh. Is that Dolly Parton? It looks a little like Dolly Parton, the face.
I think it is.
Oh, man. I thought Dolly Parton looked like elf.
They both have these long t-shirts on. His is Beavis and Butthead with a giant Beavis down the front. They both look like they haven't had a shower in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, they both look like they stink.
And I think when they met, she was 20, maybe.
Oh, come on.
And so this guy basically, I think he's 28 or 29 when they met. His big song and dance, of course, she buys the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that brat of yours. I'll take care of that brat. I got all kinds of money from my dad.
Yeah, that is a Dolly Parton shirt. I found a different angle of there.
Oh, it is? Okay. And she acknowledges in court that she said, yeah, I did say I would take care of the brat. It's really stupid of me, but I did. Fuck that kid, but I guess I'll live up to my responsibilities, even though he won't live up to his.
Yeah.
You know, hers amount to basically saying something. He puts this brat on the planet. And
this
you know.
Dude thinks he's Kurt Cobain. Doesn't he look like he
thinks
he's Kurt?
Yeah, I would totally.
Like if you just do an image search on him, it's like he's trying to look like Kurt Cobain.
And of course, he is trying to get his music out there, and thinks he's the next Kurt Cobain, or whatever the hell he thinks he is. So so now this guitar is the big subject of the legal fight. And
do you think she's attractive?
No, I don't. Not at all.
This is really weird. Some pictures she looks cute.
I would agree with you.
Other ones she looks like Kurt.
Yeah.
Some she looks all right, and other ones she looks like Kurt. It's
she can actually look pretty cute at times.
Yeah.
But the whole thing just makes me want to puke. Hey, wait, study. The most attractive breast size has finally been revealed. What do you mean?
Isn't basketball.
Isn't it just bigger better?
Beach ball. That's a size, right?
Should we ask Kate Hudson?
It's basketball size. You're right. Son of a bitch.
What?
How can they say they found this? Let's see. What are researchers coming up with? Researchers conclude.
Wait, one last thing on Frances Bean. I'm looking at images of her.
Yes.
And this one, she's like dressed fairly normal and walking with her mom.
Courtney.
And the page it's from is Wiki Feet, because she has no shoes on. She's wearing flip-flops.
Yes.
Do I dare see what Wiki Feet is all about?
Yes.
Foot Fetishes Wikipedia page, or like Wiki page, or anybody can
what
put pictures of feet up on there?
Is that a fact?
Well, I'm guessing by the name. Let's see.
Wiki Feet?
Wiki Feet.
Intrigued by Wiki Feet.
Oh, God. Foot fetish people freak me out. The collaborative celebrity feet website. Oh, well, that's disgusting.
I got to tell you, after seeing that guy, well, we were talking about your 20-year anniversary being January 2nd yesterday of coming to Riff as an intern, and the things that you missed in the 5 years before that, and one of them was that guy going to town on Trudy's feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did he go to town on her feet. We sprayed whipped cream all over her feet. You know, she took her shoes off. And she, you know, she'd washed her feet, and she was, you know, she was being a good sport.
That probably bummed him out.
I don't know. No, it didn't bum him out at all. No.
I think nothing bummed him out. Sweaty and...
He probably would have preferred that, but he was fine. Believe me.
Beggars can't be choosers.
He was fine. He was so pumped to go after Trudy's feet. Anyway, we sprayed all this whipped cream all over her feet and ankles, and this guy just went completely nuts on her feet, and Mike and I were just dying. It was like, oh, my God, he is getting sexually gratified by this.
So
there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And every now and then he would look up with just, it was just whipped cream covering his face.
And toe jam. And,
and I don't think Trudy had any idea what she was in for. I think she thought it was just going to be a funny little thing. it was not funny.
Oh, man. We
were clearly observers of a sexual act.
Oh, yeah.
As was Trudy, involving her.
I know, she got that guy hard.
Oh, God. Oh, he was so rock.
Well, he was rock just at the prospect of doing it.
Oh, of course. No, there were people who were really, I mean, they were
think how many
banging
times,
the door down for that.
How many times that guy's beaten off to that? If he's still listening today, he's beaten off tonight about it.
In this study of the most attractive breast size, the team of researchers recruited 267 men from four different countries, Brazil, Cameroon, the Czech Republic, and Namibia.
Researchers?
Oh, thank God they got people from Namibia. Yeah. And surveyed them of their breast preference. Then the men were shown pictures of different sized boobs of varying firmness. Some were large, albeit saggy. Others were sprightly A-cup tater tots.
Oh.
The results, individual preferences for breast size were variable, but the majority of raters preferred medium-sized, followed by large-sized breasts.
See?
In contrast, they found systematic directional preferences for firm breasts across all four samples. Firmness appeared to rule the day.
Nice set of hooters you got there.
So, bigger is not always better, but firmer definitely is. The authors explained that even though breast size is a good indicator of fertility, breasts become less firm with age and period. Oh, really? This is very educational.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And breast shape could thus also serve as a marker of residual fertility. Whatever. I don't think any guy cares about that.
No.
Garbage.
I agree about that chick shit. Residual fertility is just down.
You like my boobies?
Who's the jackass who turned the Hollywood sign into Hollyweed?
Which has been done before, by the way. It was done.
I thought so.
It was done in the early 70s, yeah.
And
Hollyweed.
They changed it back. For some reason, it's very important this not happen. They had people up there fixing it as soon as it was seen, but somebody got a picture of it, and of course the picture's out all over the place.
Who cares?
I know. I said the same thing. Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah. Oh, what a jerk. Well, I mean, we knew he was a jerk beforehand.
I know. What is it with these people who just cannot ever reform?
I almost bought into his. I thought he was pretty well reformed. He seemed to be... Remember when the receiver for Cincinnati died and fell out of the truck, and he was really good friends with him? He seemed to reform after that, but I think he has anger issues.
Well, what was it? What happened on the field last year? Remember, didn't he get a bunch of personal foul calls or something in the playoff game?
What's a personal foul call? Unless you're thinking of Vontaze Burfict, who got who's an even bigger jerk.
I thought there was stuff on the field though that went on with him that was like over the top. Like, oh, it's over. It's
you're probably right
for him.
I'm talking about off the field though.
Yeah, which is I'm looking for the story. Where am I? Story?
Here's that.
I just had it.
This is a shortened version.
Oh, here it is. Arrested for assault, headbutting a police officer, and spitting on a nurse after poking a man in the eye.
Once again, spitting on somebody is... The lowest of the low, isn't it?
This guy is so
besides murder.
Fucked in the head. And, you know, he's not that young anymore either. It's not like he's 20,
no.
22.
He's old.
He's, I think he's 30-ish, isn't he? Or close to it? I mean, he's too old to be doing. He's too old to still be 33. He's 33. Is he really? Taken into custody at 12:30 in Cincinnati's downtown entertainment district, if he allegedly peeled profanities at a security guard at the Millennium Hotel, pushed the man and poked him in the eye. When officers responded, the former football player refused to stop the attack. He was ordered to get inside a police cruiser. He pulled away and then proceeded to kick and headbutt an officer. While he's being processed,
Jesus.
He spat on a nurse, resulting in a felony charge of harassment with a bodily substance.
Gross.
33-year-old also facing misdemeanor counts of assault, disorderly conduct, obstructing official business. Judge ordered him held on $37,000 bond due back in court January 19th. God, what a pain in the ass he is. And that brings me to...
And you know why his nickname is Pac-Man, right? I mean, that's...
You know, I don't even remember why his name is Pac-Man.
His mom gave him the nickname Pac-Man because of the way he latched on when he was a baby.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. No, I like that. Yeah, USA Today listed his series. I mean, his rap sheet is like 3 pages of USA Today long.
Chris Henry is the receiver that died that I thought straightened him out, and that would have been late of the end of 2009. So I would think most of these were before then, right?
Yeah. A couple after. 2005, assault and felony vandalism from a nightclub altercation in Tennessee. Charges were dropped. February 2006, possession of pot, felony account of obstruction, and 2 misdemeanors of obstructing police in Fayetteville, Georgia. August 2006, disorderly conduct and public intoxication, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Charges dropped in condition he stayed out of 12 for 6 months. October 2006, misdemeanor assault in Nashville. Charges dropped because of inconsistent testimony. July 2011, that's after, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest in Cincinnati, pled guilty to disorderly conduct charge, placed in probation. 2013, June, assault in Cincinnati, and then this thing. But what they're leaving out is the Make It Rain event in the strip club.
That's where we first heard about Making It Rain, right?
Which is what one guy ended up paralyzed
in
that whole melee. And this is also leaving out his college fuck-ups, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
2007, charged felony coercion for his role in February 2007, strip club shooting in Vegas, pleaded no contest to reserve misdemeanor charge of conspiracy to commit disorderly conduct for his role, on 1 year probation, community service.
Here's the story.
Oh, they did uphold a $12 million judgment against him for his role in the injuries caused in the shooting because it was his Making It Rain, of course, that caused all of that garbage. At the strip club.
Yep. February 19, 2007, during NBA All-Star Weekend in Vegas, where all the good stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
What is with NBA All-Star Weekend? Pac-Man Jones was allegedly involved in the altercation with an exotic dancer at Minx, the local strip club. He was there with Nelly. Remember Nelly?
Yeah.
Did you happen to hear, what's the broadcaster's name from NBC? Bob Costas introduced Nelly at the hockey game.
No.
Which it's hilarious that Nelly performed outdoors at the hockey game, but it was the worst introduction ever.
The Wings?
No, the St. Louis Blues and Blackhawks
game
on the second.
Okay.
Let's see. Nelly, along with somebody known as Richard Rich.
Richard Rich.
Showered the stage with hundreds of $1 bills and an act known as Making It Rain. Jones then joined Nelly by throwing his own money for visual effect. Club promoter Chris Mitchell then directed his dancers to collect the money. According to the club's co-owner, Pac-Man Jones became enraged when a dancer began taking the money without his permission. You just paid her by making it rain. That's what making it rain is.
Oh, God.
He allegedly grabbed her by the hair and slammed her head on the stage. A security guard intervened, scuffled with members of his entourage, Jones's entourage. Jones then allegedly threatened the guard's life. During this time, Mitchell and a male associate left the club with a garbage bag filled with $81,000 and 2 Breitling watches, which police later recovered.
Woo!
After club patrons left following the original confrontation, the club's owner claimed a person in the entourage returned with a gun and fired into the crowd, damaging equipment and hitting 3 people, including security guard involved in the earlier skirmish. Guard was shot twice, and one of the people hit was paralyzed from the waist down. Pac-Man Jones maintains he did not know who the shooter was, although the club's owner insists that Jones did.
And what was the matter?
Charged him.
What was the matter with the Bob Costas intro? What happened?
He's trying to do a play like on, you know, Nelly's "It's Getting Hot in Here," that song.
Yeah.
"So Take Off All Your Clothes," but he won't say "So Take Off All Your Clothes" and "It's Not Hot Outside" because it's an outdoor hockey game. Did you find it?
"It's getting hot in here," and maybe you know what the next line is. So to paraphrase, even though it's not really getting hot in here, if it's getting hot in here, then take off all your pads. Here's Nelly.
It actually, there's an actual longer version that started and that went on about 30 seconds until that part. But how, hear how awkward that is?
Yeah, that was a little stiff. That reminds me, the when we're talking about Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. The story today about Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
This online battle with Soulja Boy, mm-hmm. which is so incredibly stupid. First of all, Chris Brown is such a complete ass. What is wrong with this guy? How is he not in prison is what blows my mind.
Because he's gotten away with everything.
I don't understand why. He learns nothing. He has no learning curve whatsoever. Yeah. It started with Rihanna. I mean, that was the big one.
Yep.
I know there was stuff before that, but that was the big one.
He also beat the shit out of the GMA green room.
Yes. But the Rihanna thing, you know, the way that went down was, you know, her face was a mess. He beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, she missed her performance on the Grammys, right?
Yeah. And everyone knew it. There was no argument about it. Although the funny thing about that, well, it's not funny, but I remember the week after that how they were supposedly meeting at P. Diddy's place. He was so desperately trying to get back with her, and she still loved him. And he was like, "Oh, please stop this." But anyway, he ended up getting this massive probation because, you know, God forbid Chris Brown go to jail mm-hmm. for beating the shit out of any
his girlfriend. Yeah.
And I just remember how the judge said, you know, this is not just some BS probation. You're on probation, pal. And I think it was like 5 years. He has committed so many acts of assault in that period. He's assaulted 3 or 4 people that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, the most recent one was the girl who was allegedly trying to steal his jewelry.
Oh, yeah. The one that they wouldn't let leave. She was held hostage, basically, at his home. And she eventually left, and all he did was blast the police, who did nothing wrong. They got a call from this girl who said, "They won't let me leave this." They wouldn't let her leave, and so she called the cops.
I thought she snuck out, right?
Or she did eventually, she said.
Yeah.
But what are the cops supposed to do, ignore the call?
No.
But he blistered the cops for days afterwards, you know, these stupid cops. And I just hate this guy. He's such a jerk. And he should so be in jail for these various infractions. But I guess he's got these great attorneys. And if you have a lot of money, you can weasel out of anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, God, how many incidents are there?
A lot.
Jeez.
How old is he? How old is
he? He's 27, I think.
He's had that many incidents?
Yeah. Well, let's
Go back to the beginning. Let's see. Do we start with Rihanna or do we start before? Okay, Rihanna, the argument, the physical violence. That's 2009, February. June 2010, he's denied a visa to the UK over the assault on Rihanna. He's been planning a short tour. Okay. March 2011, following an interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, in which Brown is asked about the incident with Rihanna, the singer allegedly blew up in his dressing room during a commercial break, threw a chair at the window overlooking Times Square. He confronted several members of the show's production staff and exited the building shirtless.
That seems appropriate.
Clearly assaulted the green room.
Yeah.
June 14, 2012.
It's never been the same.
No.
Eight people tried to see other celebrities too, and it just can't get over it.
8 people injured in a brawl in a New York City nightclub involving Brown, Drake, Tony Parker, assorted members of the trio's entourage. As Brown later makes a diss record about Drake, a remix of Chief Keef's "I Don't Like," and Brown's attorney claims Drake was the instigator of the brawl. Of course, it wouldn't have been Chris Brown. Although the pair appear together in a comedic skit 2 years later at the ESPY Awards. How funny. September 2012, Brown tests positive for pot while working at his community service. Mm-hmm. October-November 2012, Brown attends a Halloween party dressed as an Islamic terrorist. Also present at the party is Rihanna, which is a violation of the restraining order taken out against Brown in the wake of the assault. He appears in court November 1. January 2013, Brown and his entourage clash with fellow singer Frank Ocean and his group outside a West Hollywood recording studio, reportedly over a parking space.
We're a parking space.
One of Brown's entourage reportedly uses a homophobic slur against Ocean. Brown allegedly punched Ocean and threatened to shoot him, though the latter declines to press charges. July 2013, Brown's probation is revoked after his involvement in an alleged hit-and-run in Los Angeles. Earlier in 2013, reports service, the question of validity of his community service, he appeared to be credited with having served time during periods in which he was out of the country. The hit-and-run charges are dropped, but he served with an additional 1,000 hours of community service. I'm sure he's doing a great job at doing that. October 2013, he's arrested for felony assault in Washington, D.C. when he and his bodyguard are involved in an altercation with two men outside of a hotel. He spends 36 hours in jail and is brought back to California to appear in court in Los Angeles. Now, he's on probation. So isn't it strange that he doesn't get remanded to jail? He voluntarily enters a rehab facility only to be kicked out on November 14 for violent behavior. Isn't that assault?
He's got
that mean
famous,
a revocation of his probation.
He's famous. He has a lot of money.
6 days after that, he's sentenced to 3 months at an anger management rehab facility. Oh, okay. Great idea. February 2014, he's diagnosed with bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, is that for beating up Rihanna? He has post-traumatic stress disorder from the stress or the horror of her being beaten up so badly while he was there, even though he did the beating up?
There were two victims that night.
Yes. But he's diagnosed with bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder by doctors while in rehab. The facility believes his past behavior stemmed from his attempts to self-medicate his troubles.
Oh.
March 2014, Brown is kicked out of the Malibu treatment facility where a judge ordered him to stay after serving his 90 days. He's sent to jail for violating the facility's rules, and in May 9 is sentenced to 131 days in jail for his probation violation. June 2, 2014, Brown is given early release from jail. He remains on probation, is ordered to complete his remaining community service and see a psychiatrist twice a week. September 2, 2014, Brown pleads guilty to assault related to the incident in D.C. So again, he's on probation. Huh. Why is he not back in jail? Brown's probation is revoked when a judge learns he traveled outside Los Angeles County without prior consent to perform at a nightclub for a private performance and altercation. During the performance, escalated into gunfire and five people were shot.
Jeez.
Wow. February 2015.
At the absolute very, very least, he's bad luck. These things happen around him.
Brown confirms he's been denied entry into Canada based on his criminal history. Then May 5, 2015, Brown is briefly named in a misdemeanor battery case in Las Vegas in which a man alleges the singer hit him after an argument over a basketball game. The man declined to press charges. June 2015, Chris Brown is allowed to leave the Philippines after being detained there following a fraud investigation over his cancellation of a New Year's Eve concert in 2014 after already receiving $1 million to perform. So he stole $1 million, basically.
Pretty much.
December 2015, Brown cancels a tour of Australia and New Zealand a week before the first show. In late September, Australia's immigration minister warned Brown his visa would be denied based on his criminal history if he could not show just cause to the contrary. January 2, 2016, Brown is investigated by police in Las Vegas after one alleges he beat her and stole her cell phone during a party at the Palms Casino Resort.
He's one of those.
Brown's rep called the charges unequivocally untrue. Chris Brown, are you kidding?
Never. I mean, what has he ever done?
So he beats another woman up and steals her cell phone.
Yep. He's a piece of shit.
God, I can't stand this.
But now he's in a new argument, right? With Soulja
Boy.
Yeah,
I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't even include the incident where this girl is not allowed to leave his home, which was also in 2016. That was a few months ago. Now, the last couple days, he's been in this online debacle with Soulja Boy, who made a comment about this girl Chris Brown used to go out with, suggesting that she's hot.
Yes.
Chris Brown goes apeshit over this, you know, get away from this girl, you know, one of those deals. And this thing goes back and forth with, you know, all these threats between these two guys. The girl shows up in the middle of all this and says, hey, it's a new year and we're all supposed to be positive and blah, blah. Chris Brown goes after this chick and says, actually, he says something to the effect that, you know, nobody would even know who you were if I didn't fuck you, is basically what he says to her and tells her to go fuck herself. And that all, wait, what is he?
He used third person in his response.
Something too about how all her friends, I think, or all her star friends are women that I fucked.
All your friends are your friends because you was Chris Brown's girlfriend, and all the other friends you still talk to, I fucked. So my advice from bitches that have my dick in their mouth is really not informative.
Oh, I love the way he talks. He's mm-hmm. so intelligent, mm-hmm. the way he throws those words together. Did you see the word he misspelled, by the way, in that whole thing? There's a really dumb misspelling in that whole thing.
No, what?
I can't think of the word. It was way off.
Really not informative.
It was like an OJ misspelling.
Well, no one asked for this opinion. It ain't over you. It ain't over you.
Girl, it was. It most definitely was over her.
Keep the fame you got and stay classy.
Stay classy. I love being told to stay classy by Chris Brown.
Brown. In this message, too, even if forget all the other stuff. She wanna chime in. Nobody gives a
What a stupid jackass. God, can't he just be put away somewhere, please?
I'd like to watch Soldier Boy and him fight.
Yeah, I'd be delighted. Well, Chris Brown would pull a gun out though and shoot the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a big pussy, to be honest. I mean, anybody beats the shit out of women like this, he's a big fucking pussy.
Of course he is. He's
not. Oh, aren't you tough? You beat up women. Whoa! Isn't that? Look at what you did to Rihanna. Wow! You really beat her up good. Aren't you something?
The girl, by the way, is the model. I think it's pronounced Karuchi Chan.
Uh huh.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Brown and Tran dated on and off for 4 years until she called it quit after finding out that he had fathered his daughter. Royalty with another woman they were together.
Royalty.
Yeah. So royalty. He got another chick pregnant while dating her.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Dick.
Really smart guy.
Good job, Brown.
So we know of at least.
But you know what? He can dance really well, so you'll still see him. Yeah. People will still do. You know, that's funny. He has all these he has all these issues. He beats women. He treats them like shit. He gets in fights with people. And he'll still be on everybody's, you know, we'll use him on a song. As a special guest, and yet Mariah Carey's probably dead because she lip synced on New Year's Eve. Her career's probably cooked because of that, but this guy.
We know of two women he's beating the shit out of. We know of two. You know there's more.
And one green room. At least one green room.
And about five guys.
I know.
I mean, I just have to believe if he beats up two girls, he's probably beating up five girls, and three of them never.
Oh, yeah.
He talked to me, paid him off. Or
the ones he didn't get caught.
Yeah. This was a weird story yesterday. The convenience store with the note, Obama and other Muslims not welcome here.
Yeah. Is this in New Mexico?
Yeah. And Joey got the number yesterday, and we were busy with the Bigfoot and methane. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't get a chance to find out if Muslims and other, and if Obama and other Muslims are indeed not welcome here. They've had some pretty strange messages on this convenience store before. I believe about black people not being welcomed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, yikes. A lot of black people in New Mexico?
There's also been complaints about the store, the shop having cockroaches on the walls, and the owner sells food out of date.
Gross.
Not a very attractive store, I would say.
I don't think the president wants to shop at your shitty store.
Yeah, it's a convenience store. It looks on the outside, it doesn't look that bad, but, you know, cockroaches are not, that's not good. I know they've been in trouble before over not wanting to serve certain people. Let's come and call and find out what the heck's going on.
Well, if anybody can answer the question.
I'm sure they welcome all people. I can't imagine what's going on with that crazy story. But
I think there's a lot of Muslims in New Mexico, too.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the most, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't like it, but there's not much of a stand when I bet many of his clientele aren't black nor Muslim.
The sign most certainly is on the door. I mean, there's a picture of it, and it says Obama and other Muslims are not welcome here. Seems. I mean, maybe a customer put it on there.
Sure, there's an ad for IHOP on the TV. All you can eat pancakes.
Sweet.
Go put them out of business. Disconnect.
DQ'd already? DQ'd. Whoa.
Pussy. Yep. There you go. Oh, what a puss. We were talking about the big local story, the guy that's suing Wayne County.
Yeah, he says his boss was sexually harassing him.
Yeah, and it's a she.
Right.
Yeah.
And he got no sympathy. People thought he should just suck it up and enjoy it or something.
Quote, take one for the team. That was his male boss.
It was an odd thing to say, I thought. Take one for the team. What does that mean?
In other words, this is a woman, you're a guy, just suck it up kind of thing. It's not a big deal. But like we were talking about it off the air. You said he actually got a demotion, right?
Yeah, he got a $10,000 demotion. So, you know, I didn't think it was such a, you know, they made it sound like, it's this cute thing, this girl. It wasn't really, it was pretty direct. I mean, a lot of defamatory things said about his wife and.
Well, it's an interesting story, too, because it's a female harassing a male subordinate.
Yeah.
What percentage in 2015 of sexual harassment claims do you think were filed by men? Filed by men doesn't mean a woman's harassment.
I'm going to guess like 2%, if that.
It's 17.
Is it that high?
Are you surprised it's that high?
Yeah, I am surprised.
I am too.
Because I wouldn't think the guys would file the suit. I would think they would be afraid to.
That's a good point. I wonder how many of those were men harassing, sexually harassing men, like a gay guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How many were women? They don't break
it. See, even those, I think guys would be embarrassed to file either way. And it sounds like this guy.
But if you lose money based on it or a position and that's your career,
I think I
get why this guy's suing.
Yeah, I think that's why he is suing because honestly, it sounds like he did go to somebody, you know, can you make this stop, please? And they, you know, they didn't give him any kind of satisfactory response, just other than say, come on, deal with it, suck it up, take one for the team.
Let's get to the fun part of the story. And these are the things. This is what she said to harass him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's one thing I want to point out, though, is that. She made a move in this case that if it's as false as most people seem to suggest it is, has really turned this thing into a mockery. She's claiming when he filed this suit, she turned around and countersued and said he sexually assaulted her.
Oh, really?
And so now she cannot be named because she's a sexual assault victim potentially.
Yeah, but we know where they work and her position.
Right, but she keeps her name out of the paper anyway.
True.
He's named in everything.
That's a little weak.
Yeah, it sounds like actually that's what may have angered people who thought he was being sort of a pussy about the whole thing. It sounds like maybe he rallied some people to his side when she pulled that one, because no one seems to believe there's anything to that story, although you know all these things are alleged on both sides. But what did she say to him?
He's 53. He's worked there for more than two decades. Early November 2014, female sergeant started sexually harassing him and continued to do so until the following October. She texted and called his personal cell phone for non-work related issues. Drove by his house several times. A little freaky. Purposely sat close to him. Pulled him off assignment so that she could spend more time with him and locked herself in an office to be alone with him and turned out the lights. Her inappropriate comments ran the gamut. They include, what would you do if I were to unbutton your pants and just start sucking your dick?
Well.
Imagine a boss saying that to you.
No, not really.
Number two, you need to talk to me the way you talk to your wife. I mean, the guy is married. That's kind of an issue. Did he go, it's my wife. What do you mean, how he talked to my wife?
This bitch has some balls.
Listen to this sexy come online. Did you see 50 Shades of Grey? I bet you're just like him in bed.
She's very complimentary, at least.
She's probably like, I didn't see, no guy sees that movie. What are you talking about, lady?
Lady,
I'd love to sit in your jacuzzi topless. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what that means, because I haven't seen her, so there's... That's the part of the problem with this story. She could be
just kind of wondering why he's calling her out. She might. What must she look like?
If she was smoking hot, you figure, you know, maybe at least he puts up with it.
Well, she's not a slob. I mean, she's a police sergeant, right?
I don't know. She could be a slob,
I guess. I don't know. And finally, your wife is a hoe from the ghetto. What? Huh? Oh, that's all weird.
It sucks.
I filed a written complaint alleging sexual harassment at work. When they learned about the complaint, she told the corporal who had taken the complaint, he doesn't know who he's fucking with. I'm going to fuck him and fuck him good, the lawsuit claims. Oh, okay. Great. Mm. That's when they talk about the demotion. So you know, it's a weird story.
The other part of this case that I don't think we've even examined is the possibility that maybe this guy is very happily married and really loves his wife.
That's
and
what I mean.
For that reason is very disturbed, truly disturbed by this.
Although we don't know what his answer was to that first question. Like, what would he do? It's just somebody.
Going back to the Turkey ISIS story, club shooting story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he caught? I don't know if you remember the female officer that was one of the victims.
Is this a shallow issue, a serious issue, shallow thought?
Yeah, security guard, right?
Yeah, just comparing, like, what if that was the one?
She's hot, isn't she?
She's really attractive. Yeah.
What was her role
in this whole thing?
She's a security guard at the nightclub.
She's this ultra-hot chick who just happens to be thrust into this story, even though she did nothing. Apparently, she was not shot or injured.
She wasn't shot?
Oh, was she shot?
Yeah, she's one of the...
I think she's one of the deceased.
She's one of the deceased.
Yeah.
So the serious issue, shallow thought, is that a very hot chick was killed in this tragedy.
Rest in peace. I believe she was the first one.
Yeah, no, she's very attractive. If she was the officer, yeah, this would be an interesting story.
When they find him and catch up and they beat the shit out of him with that selfie stick. Why the camera's rolling, too.
At a minimum.
Should you see someone get beat up with a selfie stick with a camera attached?
I think most people that have selfie sticks should be beaten with their selfie stick, to be honest.
Have you ever used one? Have you ever dicked around with one, really?
A selfie stick?
Yeah.
No, I've never been near one.
I did when we were waiting in line at I think Bed Bath & Beyond or something. they're pretty stupid. I don't know. I should have been beaten upside the head with it.
Are they selling a lot of those?
I don't know. They sold a lot, but then immediately they got banned because they're stupid. That's why they were banned.
Are they banned, really?
A lot of places banned them. You can't take them places. Like museums, because people are oafs and they fall into paintings with it and like puncture holes. They're stupid selfie sticks.
Well, like amusement park, you know, with rides because people are trying to do them on roller
coasters. Are you serious?
You know, so they're, you know.
God, the general public can be so dumb.
I know. You know, Jay pointed something out that I mentioned at the very beginning of the broadcast, and that is your list of your 2016 list of emergency room.
Yeah, there's
amazing things people get in their butt.
Yeah, or, you know, or any of their holes. And then maybe tomorrow or another day we have horrible things people did to their penises, how they injured their penis. Ooh. So pick a hole.
I'll go with the butthole.
Oh, you want to go straight to the butt? You know, skip over nose or ear or penis hole?
Oh, he cares about that.
But.
What did people get in their butt, lodge in their buttocks this year?
Skip over vagina. Okay. Rectum.
Yeah, we can go with vagina, too.
The proper term, Drew. Rectum.
Okay.
This is from, what is this from? The Consumer U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room. Oh, these are all people that had to go to the emergency room.
Of course.
Rectum, quote, using a vibrator last night, thought was inserting in vagina, interrupted by mom and sat up quickly, inserted in rectum, cannot remove. Mom!
I love how they have to make
rectum.
It
sound. Damn near killed him.
I like how this girl
to make it sound like it was his horrible accident. The guy said way too much.
Well, it was a girl.
She should have just said, I just got this thing caught in my butt.
Okay. I love that. She was interrupted by mom.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just, what does that have to do with it? Why would someone shove it in your ass because your mom interrupted
you? Because you're trying to hide it. You're trying to stick it in your vagina really quick.
Why don't you just throw it under the bed?
Why is that any better? If you sat up quick and stick it in your vagina. Number two, wine cork wrapped in paper towels, electrical tape, and a condom.
Hmm.
So kind of a homemade version of a dildo.
Okay.
10 broken crayons.
10 broken crayons? Were they wrapped together, perhaps? Were these individual efforts?
Maybe they were trying to get one to go in that didn't break, and then after the 10th try, they just said, forget it, man. They're all going to break.
Wonder how long they tried to...
Get them out?
Yeah. Or if they waited till they would come out naturally.
I would bet you they waited. They tried everything before they went to the emergency room.
Does it list what color they were going in versus out?
Well, as Clark would say, they all came out burnt sienna. Right?
64 colors.
Flashlight.
Flashlight. I think that makes a list every year.
Yeah, that's pretty standard butt insertion, right?
Yep.
This is another. I like the quotes where they're descriptive.
People with the flashlight, I think people are really challenging themselves when they do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you immediately think of like one of the mag lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to maybe like one of the pen flashlights?
Yeah, no, it's not the pen flashlight.
No. Well, why would you bother sticking that up your rectum?
They don't even need to make that clear.
Quote, per wife, patient sat down on a screwdriver and it went up his rectum.
Sat down on a screwdriver nude?
The
screwdriver just happened to be at the perfect angle when they sat down.
Two dildos in this one person.
Two in one? Well, they put the second one in to get the first one out?
Yeah, they thought it would attract the other one out. Quote, put a pencil up rectum to make bowel movement to get gauze.
Wait.
I'm just going to read it as they wrote it. Put a pencil up rectum to make bowel movement to get gauze patient swallowed to come out.
What? Swallowed?
So they swallowed some gauze, and they thought of the way to get it out of the body is to put a pencil up their butt.
And then somebody lost control of the pencil.
Yeah. It just slipped. Million
you
to
gotta
one.
You've got to tie it to your hand somehow. You've got to have a rope around your, a string around your wrist. Come on. Haven't you ever done this before?
Like in Stranger Things when they would go on into the other dimension.
Yeah. Of course.
Let's see. Plastic melatonin bottle. That's a medicine bottle. Possible shot glass.
Possible.
Quote, rectal fissure masturbating for her boyfriend using a hairbrush in her rectum yesterday.
Hairbrush?
Okay. A nail cuticle tool. Oh, that would hurt. Those are very pointy. An egg timer.
An egg timer?
This next one, a curtain rod.
Oh. Wow, the curtain rod, wouldn't you think you'd get it out?
Well, honestly, taking the curtain rod down to stick it up your butt would be a lot of work. Just getting it off, the treatment, right? Yeah.
But a curtain rod, it's long. How can you not get it out?
It's collapsible. let's see. Quote, ice pick in rectum to push hemorrhoids back in. That is the worst excuse ever.
How long did they think that went up?
Probably on the ride to the hospital. Handle of a toilet bowl brush, a hammer, nut and bolt.
A whole hammer?
Well, I don't know if the claw end. I would assume it was just the maybe it's a whole hammer.
Jeez.
Nut and bolt, quote, smiley hand toy from vending machine. Mom noted a rubber hand protruding from rectum.
Who is this in, the child?
Mom! Mom noted a rubber hand protruding from the rectum.
Hey, there's a rubber hand protruding from your rectum. What's going on there?
A bingo chip.
A bingo chip?
Yep.
That can't just stay up there?
Apparently not. A decorative pumpkin.
A decorative pumpkin?
Decorative pumpkin. A bowling.
How do you get a pumpkin in there?
A bowling pin.
Wow. Again, it just seems like so easy to. I mean, dude, I guess once you lose control of it, you lose control of it.
I think most things probably just get stuck with part of it coming out, right?
Yeah, not enough of it coming out to get a grip on.
Hence that rubber hand that mom saw.
Right.
Quote, shoe shine container allegedly intoxicated. Did not know girlfriend inserted object. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
What? How wasted was his girlfriend? I mean, did she really look hard for something stimulating? A shoe shine?
Shoved it in his butt and he didn't notice?
What was it exactly? The shoe shine?
Shoe shine container.
Like a kiwi.
Yeah, a little bottle.
Okay, I was thinking of the box that holds all this stuff. It's a foot stand and everything.
A whole shine box. a tub drain cap. Wife's 6-inch vibrator. A broom handle. Well, here's the guy playing third base.
Wait, the wife's... So whose wife's butt are we talking about?
Well, his.
Oh, okay.
A broom handle.
Is it really that important to say it's his wife's? I mean, well, the vibrator's in his ass.
He doesn't want people to know that he bought it or that's his. Like,
oh, it's your wife's. That's fine. I thought it was your vibrator for a second.
It's the first time I've ever done this.
Of course, it is in your ass.
Well, it's the first time. I don't know. I didn't know what I was handling. A baseball.
There's always a baseball every year. That's a yearly event. Remember the softball?
Yeah,
the guy claimed a line drive hit him.
Yeah. With his pants went down, through his, facing the other way.
He happened to be taking a whiz or something at third base, the hot corner. Somebody hits a line shot.
I call time. Oh!
It just went straight in there.
A salt shaker. Male. This is another quote. Male.
He was spreading his cheeks. He was mooning the umpire. This is a bad call. He was spreading his cheeks. And the softball just got lined in there.
Do you remember when Greg Nettles did that?
He got a softball in his ass.
No, he just mooned the umpire.
Yeah, spread his cheeks too. That was gross.
Google it, motherfucker. Isn't that what Sebastian Bach would say? And then finally, quote: male using plastic toy vibrator that broke off in rectum but left without treatment. So he just took off from the emergency room.
Wow.
He probably think, oh, there was one thing I didn't try. I'm out of here.
There's got to be another emergency room that's got a record of some guy coming with a broken
Yeah, it's
coming in there.
Do you want to know people putting their penis hole?
I'm just wondering, like the flashlight one you said, if they put it in backwards so they try to have the light come out their
mouth. Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh yeah, that would that. Now I can. Now you're talking.
Listen to this lie.
I don't the penis hole thing. I don't think I want to even hear this.
Well, just listen to this one lie for the penis hole.
Okay.
Had pebble stuck in penis while swimming in lake 3 weeks ago. Of course, there's a pen cap and a pen.
Oh. Oh, people are weird.
Carved down piece of domino, incised penis, inserted domino piece into penis. No, wants it removed.
Oh.
Look at the last one.
Oh.
On that list, marble and penis. Cut penis trying to get it out.
Oh, this is why I can't stand the subject.
I just want to read the quotes. Let's see, for Vagine. Let's see.
Stuff gets stuck in there. Why can't you go in and get it out?
Well, you know, when one is a small painting kit or cigarettes and lighter. Who put their cigarettes and lighter up there? Part of silicone dildo broken off. Placed a bobby pin in vagina. States, she doesn't know why. Put a bouncy ball in her vagina. It stuck. Was masturbating.
Was it necessary to say it was a bouncy ball as opposed to just a ball?
Gotta be very descriptive. Sharpened pencil, half bar of soap, pointy toy pig. Quote, boyfriend stuck bottle. The cap came off and it got stuck.
Ooh.
Went swimming. Went to remove tampon. Can't locate it. USB adapter. I don't know why I found that one so funny. Six screws, three paper towels, and then sat on top of a dollhouse, and there was a spiked roof.
Wait, she's got a whole dollhouse in there?
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody in there with car keys, right? Some dude in there looking for car keys if their whole dollhouse is in there.
Oh, man.
Mark, look at the nose when you're talking about the quotes.
Yeah, stuck a raisin.
Or the note, there's two of them under the nose.
Stuck a raisin up his right nostril. Brother tried to remove it with tweezers, but patient moved. Was laying on his back at school when an eraser fell into his nostril. No, it didn't. He was trying to be funny. There was a throat one, which, why is there not video of this? Now, this is evidence that people don't videotape everything, Drew. Playing with a blow dart gun, blew the pin out, it hit the wall, flew back into the patient's throat, and he swallowed it.
Oh. Oh.
Prove it.
I know. I want to see video of that, right? Accidentally swallowed a pill bottle while taking his medication, the whole bottle. Held down in art class, classmate shoved sequins down his throat. Eating club sandwich, part of the toothpick broke off. He swallowed it, scratched in throat. Able to finish sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great list.
So. From a video, remember the guy that stuck the light bulb in his ass and lit the... the light bulb in his ass and he stuck his finger in the...
And
lit it up. So.
Pretty, yeah, cool. I wish we could find that guy. I mean, that's quite a trick.
Isn't that a great list?
Yeah, that's... Oh, boy. I still agree. I still feel sticking with the butt is the best thing in there.
Well, everybody's got a butt, right?
Yep. That's right.
Everybody can relate, male and female.
So, part two wraps up at the 138 mark. A lot of productivity out of this program the last few days. Last few shows. We were like 3 hours last week.
Yikes.
And let's see.
But you know what? 3 hours last week, we didn't do any other shows, so.
Right.
You know, no, we had a lot. Hour a lot. Per week isn't very much.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we'll catch you tomorrow, and...
Get to the chopper!
Trying to think if there's anything on the agenda.
Oh, we got the penis list, and how people injured their penis.
Yeah, that's always huge.
Ricky Williams story, never got into that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I read like four versions of that story last night.
Ugh.
And Rodman seems to be sucked into that, too.
Seems about
who are the other people, though? It's a story about Ricky Williams getting ripped off by this bitch who claims she's a Harvard-educated MBA and Harvard Law School, and she just wanted to help people invest their money so they wouldn't get ripped off, and then she rips everyone off, and she didn't go to Harvard, and she really just took their money and, you know, had a nice life.
But there were four people, Rodman, Ricky Williams, Travis Best was the other one who played for the Indiana Pacers for like a second. So how much money do you really have to rip off
Well, with Ricky Williams and Rodman, I would think that'd be some significant cash.
And then the other was a teammate of Ricky Williams, Lex Hilliard. I wonder if he's related to Ike Hilliard.
Ricky Williams was left with, I think they said, a $1.9 million investment of some kind that they weren't even sure if it existed. He couldn't get access to it. So, I mean, this guy might literally be broke.
Well, hopefully he can get a job as Arnold's apprentice. Hopefully he wins.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
A job.
Yeah, he seemed very spirited. No, that's got to be why he's on The Apprentice. I didn't even think of that.
Well, that's what's weird about The Apprentice. Some people could use money, and other people have way too much money.
But I mean, money's all for charity.
Yeah, so they don't get any, do they?
I, you know what? They must be. They must be paid a fee to be
Ricky
on there.
Ricky Williams' charity.
I can't imagine some of those people would bother.
His own his charity is just his bank account number. When they ask for his charities.
Well, you know, when they raise, when they do these events and they raise money, I'm sure they give that money to charity, but there's got to be a fee those people are paid to appear on the show, just like the Surreal Life and all those other things.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Net worth.
His net worth was $3 million. God, it seems like it would have been so much more than that. Dennis Robbins is negative $1 million. Maybe this is after this chick got mixed up with him.
Remember, Ricky was going to open up all those like gyms where you could smoke pot, which seemed a little weird, right? Wasn't he in some pot business? What?
How stoned was he when he came up with that idea?
I guarantee he was working out.
Oh, boy. But, you know, we were talking about these investment people because, you know, we all seem to know somebody who invests and, you know, that we trust and... after all these Ponzi schemes, I just got to the point where I thought, you know what? If it's not some giant investment house, I don't think I want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, every couple years or so, there's somebody that a friend has, oh, he's great and he's real successful for me. And I mean, anybody that says, oh, they make 20% a year, I say, no, it's too good to be true. I'll pass. Thank you very much.
That's why I only invest in friends, you know, business ventures. Just kidding.
Oh boy, I know. And being asked to invest in things, yikes! I decided I'm not the bank a while ago.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And you know, and loaning money to people too—that's always a great thing to do. People always pay you back. That's the best thing. It's so crazy. You know, people who seemingly have no money and they need to borrow a lot of money for you know a new home or something like that, and they'll always pay you back. They're
I'm
going to
pay you, but I shouldn't. Rookie, pay the lady.
Anyway, yeah, that was a real shitty story, and I couldn't figure out. That girl is, she's 58 years old, so she's older than all those guys. Maybe she must have a line of bullshit.
Oh, yeah, but this isn't the first person who's done this.
Oh, no.
You know, athletes. Especially.
She'd been investing for those guys for like 14 years, and I guess nobody even had an inkling until 2014, because whoever had the most money, when anybody wanted to check on their money, she'd apparently move all the money to that person's accounts, and then she'd move it back.
I know. I shouldn't laugh, but it's ridiculous.
It's just insane. Oh, God.
Let me guess, two people asked at one time.
No. Ricky Williams was trying to access some money, and he couldn't get
into
his
weed gym.
And the IRS was also Ricky Williams has big IRS problems because she hasn't been paying his taxes.
Oh, okay. Great.
And, you know, that's a nice thing when Ricky Williams says, well, I met this chick, and she said she wanted to invest my money because she didn't want me to get ripped off by anybody. Well, it turns out she ripped me off, and she didn't pay my taxes. The IRS says,
sorry.
That'll be 18% on top of that, on top of that, on top of that. So, yeah, whatever the story is really irrelevant. Here's what you owe us, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a shit.
Well, no, but should they? Really? I mean, look how many people could pull a scam.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Sure. I don't know. Maybe they probably negotiate.
I gave all my money to Drew to invest, and he stole it all, and then you give it back to me under the table.
If you could show him you took somebody to court, they probably would negotiate down with somebody, but you'll, Fedorov swindled out of $43 million. That was a classic. He had to pay tax on all that money. That guy, by the way, I hear about him. He's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
He's in prison.
Good.
And they have, you know, forensic accountants are desperately trying to find that money here, there, and everywhere.
Didn't that dick invest in, like, horses? And, wasn't he
even, yeah.
But he threw crazy parties, right?
Oh, he was a royal asshole. He blew money all over the place. Lived like a king, you know, had some giant mansion in Grosse Pointe or something. Drove fancy cars, had security people, of course. You know, once everybody knew he was a scumbag, he has all these big Goombas protecting him. But then, you know, it takes forever to get somebody in court for something like that. Took them a long time to get this guy. But once they got him good. How long is he in prison for, does it say, Jay?
I don't know, but I have to go to the bathroom, so
it's ready to wrap. I thought he got a pretty solid sentence. I think it was a good while. He's done.
Okay.
All right. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see ya.